Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of February 4th, 2008. Steppenwolf Theater Company continues its 2008 season with Carter's Way, written and directed by Oscar-winning ensemble member Eric Simonson, with original jazz music by Daryl Leonard. The production, which opens February 28th in the Steppenwolf's Downstairs Theater, was developed as part of the Steppenwolf's New Play Initiative, which is recognized as a national leader in the development and production of new work for the American canon. Carter's Way was originally written for production at Kansas City Rep, who incidentally recently hired About Face Theater's Eric Rosen, where it enjoyed a successful run back in 2005. The production, however, has been significantly rewritten for Steppenwolf. Carter's Way is set in 1935. In America, it's the middle of the Great Depression and the peak of Kansas City's legendary jazz era. Oriole Carter, a brilliant black saxophonist, is falling head over heels for the white girlfriend of a local mobster, just as a brand new invention called radio is threatening to make him a star. Tickets are currently available for Carter's Way, and they are available online at steppenwolf.org, or of course you can click on over to talktheaterinchicago.com. The Tribune recently reported that developer Stephen Schultz is planning a 9-story hotel and development complex on Clark Street, just south of Wrigley Field. That area, incidentally, is currently occupied by the Improv Olympic, the I.O., and they have resided there for quite some time. But don't worry, Stephen Schultz is the cousin of Sharna Halpern, who is the owner of the I.O. She may be getting an amazing state-of-the-art space for the company that will include a new bar, a new building which would contain 2 theaters, and classroom space for the training programs. While the new building is being constructed, Schultz plans to build a temporary bar and I.O. stage behind the Goose Island Pub. Afterwards, Halpern says they will also have the temporary space for use, and they may end up with 4 theaters for the Improv Olympic, which would make Wrigleyville the center of improv in Chicago. However, nothing is set in stone yet, but hopes are high. The Goodman Theater's 10-week celebration of the American playwright Horton Foote continues with 2 seldom-seen one-act plays, Blind Date and The Actor, run from February 21st through March 2nd in the Goodman's Owen Theater. Steve Scott and Rick Snyder, 2 Chicago-based directors, will helm the one-acts. The Horton Foote Festival honors a living legend and continues a tradition at the Goodman Theater of exploring the work of the most important, influential, and moving writers for the stage. This has included August Wilson, David Mamet, Edward Albee, and in 2009 will include Eugene O'Neill. Playwright Horton Foote's realistic portrayal of characters of southeastern Texas has been his signature for more than 5 decades of writing for the stage. He has won 2 Academy Awards. His play The Young Man from Atlanta won a 1995 Pulitzer Prize, and in December of 2000, President Clinton awarded Foote with the National Medal of Arts. In addition to Blind Date and The Actor, the Horton Foote Festival includes The Trip to Bountiful, which will run from March 1st through April 6th. The celebration includes a series of special one-night-only events taking place on Monday evenings during the month of March. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before I let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from Much Ado About Nothing, Act 4, Scene 1. Have patience and endure. Well, this episode brings us closer to our 2-year anniversary. Yowzers! Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.